With the rain as a background, we start the news for today, Wednesday, the 15th of December 2010. I am Mari, and in the studio we have Andrea, Miriam, Yahalon and Kartik. The weather forecast, we have a light rain, but with possibility of heavy rain shower. Temperature now is 26 degrees, humidity at 81%, and the wind 12 kilometers. The interview for today is with Balaji from the Oroville Marathon that is going to happen next February. Balaji will tell us about how the things are going and the amazing success that they reach already 500 people in the first week they open the inscriptions to the marathon.
Good morning, Balaji.
Good morning.
So today is a rainy day of December, and in February we will have a marathon in Oroville. What's going on? I saw it in the internet, in Facebook, that you reached 500 participants in a very few days after the posting. What is happening?
Yeah, I think the registration started about 2 to 3 weeks back, and there has been tremendous response from runners across India and a few from overseas also. This year, as usual, we're expecting a good turnout, more than 1,000. We're expecting runners to participate. And we're also happy the participants for the full marathon, or the marathon, which is the 42.195 kilometers. The number of participants for that event is increasing, which is a very positive sign that, you know, we're getting more people running the longer distance. And they spend longer time in the forests of Oroville, appreciating the greenery and the beauty of it. And that's what makes the event special, I think. It's more about the running in the beautiful trails through the forest, and suddenly you see as you run through, for example, when you run down the town hall and you suddenly see Matri Mandir in the middle of the green forest. It's more about the scenic beauty, and I think that's what attracts more runners. For example, I have been all through my life, I've been running in the hard tar roads of Chennai. And for me, the first year experience was very unique. And probably that's what brought me in the second year and the third year and so on. It's a very different experience, and there are very few events in India right now which operates on these trails. And now it's nice that, you know, a lot of events are on Bangalore, the Bangalore Ultra, or a few events are on Delhi. People are slowly building this kind of long distances over the trails. And it's nice to see, people moving out of the city to find these beautiful trails and appreciate them. I remember, 2 years back, when one of my friend ran, the most exciting part of the run he had was watching the mongoose. It sounded a bit funny, but, it's something rare. Most of us, if you run in cities, you get used to only the barking of dogs. So here, it's nice to see some peacocks and mongoose, which is a little refreshing to watch. Our website is the www.marathon.oroville.com. It has been hosted in association with Oroville.com, and the registrations are open now, and we have the registration tab and also the support for it. And of course, if you'd like to contact us, you can always visit the web form, and you can always reach us through that. Or for Orovillians, we're always available in Sarakhon behind Ganesh Bakery. Anytime they can come and visit us.
And you have also Facebook account, right?
Yeah, we're also on the Facebook, and just search for Oroville Marathon, because I couldn't really figure out how to make the link. Maybe somebody can help me, it'll be nice.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Celebrating Life is a 3-day play shop at Verité, where participants will be invited to co-create a safe space with a group of like-minded people. A space where people can playfully yet sincerely deepen awareness of themselves, explore their boundaries in an atmosphere of expanding trust and allowing the creativity to flow. No previous experience required. Facilitated by Daria, the play shop is going to be the 16, 17, 18 of December from 8:45 to 4:45 p.m. at Verité. And we have a request from the youth center. The children are preparing for this year the 2010 Goompa Loompa Fair that will include food, craft stands, game and activities, a play of the Loompas, live music and much more. This year, they have a very short supply of funds, which is necessary for the overall setup. So, This is an appeal to all units or individuals of Oroville to please support the efforts of our younger brothers and sisters in manifesting this yearly community event for the children of Oroville that has been happening for so long. If you want to help, their Porto's account number is 0099. It is easy to distinguish the evil worked by sin and vice, but the trained eyes sees also the evil done by self-righteous or self-regarding virtue. Shri Aurobindo. This was the news for today. See you next week. Bye-bye.